Manny Pacheco, and I'm thrilled you're sharing a lively hour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series I'd like you to read that shares America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. And Joe Lyons will offer up his On the Backlot report. It's been a while since we dipped into movie musicals and Broadway, so I have a collection of great numbers we have seemed to overlook. Let's begin with a couple of fine duets from little-known fare. The participants are very familiar, however. First, here's Judy Garland and Gene Kelly from Me and My Gal, the title track. And then I've got a fun number from June Allison and Peter Lawford from the MGM musical Good News. This is Forgotten Hollywood.
Ding dong, ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding? Ding dong, do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in love land for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Love land for me and my gal.
Thank you.
of riches, and only one of them is gold. The wealth you miss, remember this. Worthwhile things cannot be bought or sold. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong.
You've got to let me say I'm sorry. You haven't even talked to me for 2 months.
There's nothing to talk about. You'd better study, because if you study, you'll play, and if you play, you'll win, and what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. That's what I want.
Well, you'd better finish that translation, then we'll be through for the night.
La lune, c'est à tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Le ciel, c'est là pour tout le monde. On n'a pas besoin d'argent. Les fleurs de printemps, les oiseaux qui chantent, ces belles choses sont tout pour moi, pour vous. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Manny Pacheco here, and I'm enjoying some rare tunes from Playful Musicals on celluloid on Forgotten Hollywood. Peter Lawford and Ricardo Montalban often supported the likes of June Allison and Esther Williams. They went through special training to learn to sing and dance at MGM, a requirement for actors. Of course, Howard Keel didn't need any singing lessons. He was a masterful baritone. Let's check in with the crooner from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and with Katherine Grayson in Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. On Forgotten Hollywood.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me. Bless your beautiful hide, you're just as good as lost. I don't know your name, but I'm mistaking my claim, lest your eyes is crossed. I'd swap my gun and I'd swap my mule, though whoever took it would be one big fool. Or pay your way through cooking school, if in you would say I do. Bless your beautiful hide, prepare to bend your knees. telling you now, you're the gal for me. Pretty and trim, but kind of slim. Heavenly eyes, but oh, that size. She's got to be right to be the bride for me. Bless your beautiful hide wherever you may be. Pretty and trim, but not too slim. Heavenly eyes and just the right size. Simple and sweet, and sassy as can be. Bless her beautiful hide. Yes, she's the girl for me. Let us drink lips and wine
in the moonlight to be kind
to the joy of a dream come true. Wunderbar, what a perfect night for love.
Here am I, here you are.
Why, it's true.
This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Here are some gems from Showboat and A Date with Judy.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. Passing by, and if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring.
why. There ain't no reason for me to love that man. It must be something that the angels done planned. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow, tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. Can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day, but when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as as can be, home without him and no home to me. Can't help loving that man.
Manny Pacheco here on Forgotten Hollywood. Often there were moments in a film musical featuring throwaways, songs that were just goofy and fun. Sometimes they were assigned to a co-star, other times they were sung by the lead. I got a couple of ditties, one from Broadway Rhythm featuring a very young Nancy Walker, the MGM Studio Chorus, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. The other from Romance on the High Seas, and I just love Doris Day during this scene in the motion picture. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Riveter, I don't mind. mind it, cause a man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that thick recruit when you're making me punchy with that bottle moo. I wanna give my all if I'm a gonna give it, but I gotta get my shot eye if I'm gonna rivet. So will you bail out, bud, with that milk barrage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage.
Oh, milkman, nix up, keep quiet. Oh, ho, but cause TD ain't on no great A diet. We rarely touch that stuff.
So, milkman,
keep the dash blank bottles quiet. Why, oopsay, hey. Swing sip, jumping all night. Ho, ho, ho. Solid jive, right, except we're tired from copping that slave. We got a knock, a nod, or dig a grave. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Promises made faithfully. Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, and throw him in the deep blue sea. And you won't go wrong if you take a song sung by Frankie Boy or Mr. C.
Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon,
and throw him in the deep blue sea. Not for me. Dreams that ruin your sleep, not for me. Had enough. Love is one thing you can keep
in the icebox.
You know what you can do with good old tea for two, and the girl for you, the boy for me. Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, throw him in the deep blue sea. don't agree
at all.
'Cause love,
love,
and I, we don't agree.
Forgotten Hollywood is engaging in a litany of fine musicals from Warner Brothers, MGM, etc., etc. I'm Manny Pacheco. Usually midway through one of these films, and for no apparent reason, Lena Horne would appear for a number and promptly vanish when her work was done. So may I present the engaging songstress to you on Forgotten Hollywood from the movie Thousands Cheer. Backing her up is Benny Carter and his rhythm section.
With jealousy when they see you out with me, I don't blame them, goodness knows you're my honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows you're my honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. Gee, it's sweet when you stir it up. Oh, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows, you're my honey sucker. Rose. You're my honeysuckle rose.
When we return, I've got a collection of delightful tunes for you from cinematic musicals. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom? Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom, 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 boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her. Set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. I once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Ever and ever fascinated by her. Oh, I'm so happy. I want everybody to sing with me the next line. Once you're kissed by Amy.
Once you're kissed by Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers.
Moon a million hours away.
Moon a million hours away.
Let me take it. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves the girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. Everybody sing Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Trouble is the answer will be
hot. Trouble is the answer will be.
Ha 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 ha. That Amy'd rather stay.
He's in love with Millicent Scott. it's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. And dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party's over. It's all.
I'm delighted you're spending treasure time on Forgotten Hollywood. To be sure, Ray Bolger had a life before and after The Wizard of Oz. We've just featured a tune from Charlie's Aunt. And what an interesting moment in the cinematic life of Dizzy Judy Holliday from Bells Are Ringing. In 1950, she took home an Oscar, beating out formidable foes in Betty Davis and Ann Baxter from All About Eve and Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard. And speaking of this film noir classic, I've got a couple of compositions from the musical version of this masterpiece. Thank you for your continued support of Forgotten Hollywood.
With one look, I can break your heart. With one look, I play every part. Can make your sad heart sing. With one look you'll know all you need to know. With one smile I'm the girl next door. Or the love that you've hungered for. When I speak it's with my soul. The stories my eyes tell. Watch me when I frown. You can't write that down. You know I'm right. It's there in black and white. When I look your way, you'll hear what I say. Yes, with one look I put words to shame. Just one look sets the screen aflame. Music starts to play. One tear in my eye makes the whole world cry. With one look, they'll forgive the past. They'll rejoice I've returned at last to my people in the dark. Still out there in the dark. Silent music starts to play. With one look you'll know all you need. With one look I'll time I'm staying. I'm staying for good. I'll be back where I was born to be. I don't know why I'm frightened. I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seas, the sound here. Yes, a world to rediscover. But I'm not in any hurry. And I need a moment. The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways. The atmosphere as thrilling here as always. Trying to resist you. I'm trembling now. You can't know how I've missed you. Missed the fairy tale adventures in this ever spinning playground. We were young already burning. Not long until the cameras will start turning, and the early morning madness and the magic in the making. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye. I don't want to be alone. That's all in the past. This world's waited long enough. I've found a home at last. And this time will be bigger and brighter than we knew it. So watch me fly. We all know I can do it. Could I stop my hand from shaking? Has there ever been a moment with so much to live? Conversations in overcrowded hallways. So much to say, not just today, but always.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons. Welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot. Not long ago, I raised the question of why dogs seem to get all the good roles in movies. Now it turns out I may have been wrong. That doesn't happen very often, but it seems that a Facebook site called And My Cat has selected six famous movie cats, only one of which made my list, and that one was the cat on the lap of Don Vito Corleone in the opening moments of The Godfather. The Facebook site confirms what I said, that the cat was a stray that had wandered around the back lot, as I often do. The difference is the cat was discovered by Francis Ford Coppola, who gave it to cat lover Marlon Brando. This cat never had to wait tables. Another big fellow on the list was Orangey, Audrey Hepburn's feline from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Orangey won a Patsy Award, the animal equivalent of an Oscar, one of only two acting awards that he earned. I'm told that when they did a Broadway version of the film, it was hard to find a tabby with the ability to remember lines and hit the marks like Orangey could. Next on the list is DC, the Siamese from Disney's That Darn Cat. Actually, there were several cats playing the role for the film, but one in particular was good enough to be cast in another Disney film, The Incredible Journey. Another Incredible Journey cat was Sassy, the Himalayan. Actually, eight different cats contributed to that role. Then there was Binks in Hocus Pocus. What would a witch movie be without a cat for a familiar? Last on the Facebook list was Mr. Bigglesworth, who was in all three Austin Powers movies. Other cats that were added to the comments list included Tonto from Harry and Tonto, Jonesy from Alien, Church from Pet Sematary, Jinxie from Meet the Parents, and Pie Wacket from Bell Book and Candle. Then, too, there was Leo the Lion from the opening credits of any MGM movie. Any number of animated cats, including the Pink Panther, the Siamese cats from Lady and the Tramp, as well as Garfield, and all six of the actresses who played Catwoman opposite Batman. A number one favorite among the people who left comments under the article on Facebook was Thomasina, another Disney cat actually performed by several felines. By the way, Manny and Steve, this has nothing to do with cats, but the man who wrote the book about Thomasina, Paul Gallico, also wrote The Pride of the Yankees, as well as The Poseidon Adventure. I don't think there was a cat aboard that ship, and he wouldn't have liked getting wet anyhow. That's it on the backlot.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for this week's takes while we visit on the backlot. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, get ready for your close-up. Let me leave you with a gentleman who's had a fine Broadway career before he became a fixture on television on Law and Order, Mr. Jerry Orbach. He appeared in productions of 42nd Street, Chicago, Promises, Promises, and The Fantastics. He was also memorable on the big screen in Dirty Dancing. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood, and remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember above. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. December, it's nice to remember. September that made us mellow. Deep in December our hearts should remember.